I think that we are far enough advanced to solve some cases. Nicola, you don't think so? Well, I think you are. That makes it so. And when I tell you to run such a silly one as end of cycle and bodies and bond, you certainly should be able to run that like a breeze. Now, I was running that on you a few days ago. You remember? Remember? I was throwing that in about every once in a while. Throwing that. You notice I throw it in on practically all the auditing I do. The case bogs a little bit, and I suddenly notice there's an unfinished cycle there of some kind or another. So I start feeding them unfinished cycles. See, to get them dead, get them finally bumped off, get them buried, get them completely drowned, anything that happens to show up. A nice, happy thought. You'll see the case. Right up. Well, we got rid of that one. See? It's kind of covert doing it in mock-up, but we did it. All right. We're going to finish the day. It's all right with you. With end of cycle. On this very limited group basis, which we're doing. And we're just going to get people mocked up, finally dead, and finally jailed forever, and finally finished in every way you can think of. Now, of course, finally jailed forever is the fellow has to leave his body in the jail and shove on. See, they got him. And any possible gruesome finish you can think of that is a finish, just keep feeding it. Feeding it. Somebody goes off of this rocker, why, don't send for me. Run the next to the last list in self-analysis. Remember something real? Fellow says, yes, but they're coming for me. They're coming for me. And you say, very good. Now rig up the gangplank down which they're running to grab you. Now get yourself completely grabbed. Now have your body irrevocably destroyed. And have you shoving on. Good. You get that? Let's deal in the very somber. Deal in the very somber. Get it very specific. Now, how many kinds of ends of cycle can there be? There be. You've got a pretty good list of them in your book, What to Audit. You got your textbooks on What to Audit? Well, how would you run end of cycle processing on incidents of What to Audit? How would you do this? Well, you look especially bright today.
Oh, I don't look so bright.
You don't?
In front of the camera
is an end of cycle.
And have yourself being dead.
Yeah, that's right. Dead and covered with cameras. Yeah, you get extravagant. You're too conservative, all of you. You get extravagant. Because it's only extravaganza that a Thetan actually can deal in. He deals with billions rather than one. He'd always rather have 100 million of something than a couple. And the messed universe would always rather he had none. All right, how else would you deal with that incident?
That is a bait in front of the camera.
Could be. Come on, how else would you deal with it? Think fast. Come on, how else?
Have you killing the camera?
Yes. Come on. Go ahead and face
it.
And then shove off. Yeah, you could do that with great ease. And dead is a baby. And the other one, please. There's another one. Did you ever hear of an overt act motivator sequence? The whole world, everybody in the universe, utterly, completely perished because you did it with a FAC-1 camera. We wiped out all living organisms of any kind or size or description. You just get them to stack them up planet by planet. They killed them all. You'll actually find as you start that there was a lot of beautiful glee of insanity on using that thing. And everybody dead. Everybody dead. So, you get what you got there? Overt-act motivator statement. Don't you forget that on end of cycle. I would immediately suppose you would realize that. Because if you got yourself dead, a lot of times, you would finally be repaid enough for all the vicious things you've done. You've done more vicious things than anything else has done on your same time track. And the reason why is you're sitting here in fair condition. That immediately tells you that you have done more than somebody else has, just instantly. No further reason about it at all. Well, all right, we got the got our problem with great ease there, more overt act motivator. But always remember to throw in more motivators than overt acts, but always remember to throw in some overt acts. Get your mother being dead because she gave birth to you. You have that? Now the baby being dead because you grabbed it. And by the way, with end of cycle, add in duplication. I'll give you this while you're doing it in class, because we'll just lay this restriction down. That we will do a lot of the same end of cycle and unmock each one as best we can. If we can't get it unmocked, have time unmock it. So we'll just do each one. So we've added that nice little step duplication in our end of cycle. You got yourself in jail, you just have to get yourself in jail in the future. In the future. Until we get our future plotted out as being absolutely, completely untenable and utterly terminated. Future cycle of action. Now, you wouldn't run future cycle of action on what to audit. I leave it up to your ingenuity as to what you do with what to audit on cycle of action. There's just incident after incident after incident scattered through that book. You like to perish, you'd think, running end of cycle, and yet it's the faster of the techniques, real quick. I mean, it clips in the effect and clips it off again faster than anything. Let's the guy stop someplace. Most of the people you will process are still running, and they're running hard. They don't know where because they hid somewhere back. Okay, let's go.